It was a rare moment of bipartisanship, cooperation in Congress. And yes, I mean the American Congress, the one that meets in D.C. I'm not talking about some foreign Congress. I'm talking about ours. Todd Zwillick explains what they agreed on in just a moment. First, here's some of the news stories that we're following at 30 minutes after the hour. Former Godfather's Pizza CEO Herman Cain now leads the race for the Republican presidential nomination. That's according to the latest poll from NBC News and the Wall Street Journal. Cain checks in with 27% of likely Republican voters, followed by Mitt Romney at 23%. In third place, Rick Perry. Perry has dropped more than 20 percentage points since late August. At this point, though, remember 4 years ago, Rudy Giuliani led most polls. The 2012 New Hampshire primary could be held in 2011. The state's top election official says New Hampshire is considering holding its primary on December 6th. Yes, as in less than 2 months from now. Right now, the Iowa caucuses are scheduled to go first. That's on January 3rd. Whoever wins the Republican nomination will face a tough challenge, though. Last hour, it was announced President Obama has raised more than $70 million for his reelection campaign and the Democratic Party. Omar Farouk Abdulmutallab has pled guilty to trying to bring down an airliner on Christmas Day in 2009 with a bomb hidden in his underwear. He stands to get a mandatory life sentence at a hearing in January. And birth rates in the U.S. declined sharply during the recession. A report from the Pew Research Center shows many women are putting off having babies while the economy is weak. Since the recession began, birth rates dropped to from almost 70 births per thousand women to 64 births per thousand. Check the markets. Asian markets mostly down at this point. European indices are down. Futures are down a little bit. The Dow will start at 11,518. The S&P at 1,207. The NASDAQ at 2,604. Reach us with your views on the news, phone, email, or Facebook work. It's works. It's facebook.com/thetakeaway.
Well, what we've learned about Congress over the last few years is that Congress has real difficulty agreeing on keeping the government going, on
anything.
The creditworthiness
agreeing
of the United States.
Anything.
They have difficulty on that.
Yeah.
They have difficulty on agreeing on taxes, difficulty agreeing on a bill to provide jobs in the United States. But Congress actually finds all sorts of agreement on three things: Panama, Colombia, and South Korea. Trade pacts that were passed yesterday by a suddenly bipartisan Congress, they could represent jobs in the United States. But what is this bipartisanship all about? Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, joins us. Good morning, Todd.
Hey, good morning, John.
Also with us is Jennifer Steinhauer, reporter for our partner, The New York Times, also there in Washington, D.C. Jennifer, good morning to you.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So listen to Senator Orrin Hatch here.
This is a very important day, and I just think it's a good thing that we're not going to be playing gotcha politics here today or partisan politics that we've seen in the past. So I'm really happy to see us moving forward. This is a very, very big step, and hopefully it'll set the trend for the future as well.
We don't necessarily want to talk about the details of what it means to suddenly have a trade deal with Panama, Colombia, and South Korea, although we will in a moment. But what's the history, Jennifer, of trade deals, and I'm thinking of NAFTA, becoming political footballs and holding things up as opposed to the bipartisanship Orrin Hatch is talking about there?
Well, trade deals are often controversial, especially among labor unions and Democrats who tend to align with labor unions, because trade deals do often cost American jobs. That was why, in one level, you haven't seen trade deals for quite some time, until early in the Bush administration. Actually, the trade deals that passed Congress yesterday that were sent over by the Obama administration were originally hatched with the Bush administration, and he could not get them through the Democratic-controlled Congress at the end of his term. And so the Obama administration went back into those deals and changed them to appeal to more Democrats. But these bills passed largely with Republican support. So that's where you're seeing the bipartisanship.
Jennifer Steinhauer, reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Todd Zwillick, is this a little bit of the Congress feeling maybe guilty, particularly the Democrats, not giving the president what he wants on the jobs bill? So they'll give him Panama, South Korea, and Colombia?
Couple of chips. No, it has nothing to do with that. Members of Congress rarely feel guilty about anything, I'm going to suspect. No, this was really about what Jennifer described, three trade deals that were started back in the Bush administration, and Democrats blocked. And when they went back to the drawing board on these, they had to add in some goodies to get enough Democrats on board to give this bipartisan support. With Panama, which is a small one, people wanted to make sure it wasn't going to become another offshore tax haven. With Colombia.
On South Korea, which may bear on the consumer issue here in the U.S., the price of your Kia and your Hyundai may go up as a result of this.
Absolutely. And as you can imagine, Detroit was not happy about that deal, and there had to be additional protections for the U.S. Auto industry in there in order to get Democrats and Democrats aligned with the UAW and the steelworkers and AFL-CIO on board. Those are very important organizing constituencies for Democrats. Colombia, the changes were interesting. A separate deal that goes hand in hand with this, not part of the trade deal, but essentially gets Colombia to agree to more protections for union activists and union organizing down in Colombia. They had a big problem for a long time, and it's still a problem, that union activists or anybody construed as anti-business, the victim of violence, prosecution. There have been killings, there have been kidnappings, and Democrats, especially pro-union Democrats here, wanted new rules in Colombia to put a stop to it before they agreed to any kind of Colombia trade deal. So those were some of the things that were going on behind the scene before these broad bipartisan votes yesterday. And the interesting thing about it, John, although these deals were years in the making, amazing thing in Congress, this divided, riven, contentious Congress, once they decided to do them, they did them quickly. The House passed all three yesterday early in the evening, sent them to the Senate. The Senate passed all three in broad bipartisan votes. It was like you blinked and it was over after all that time. It just shows what they can do when they decide they all agree on something. Things don't have to take 60 votes and take 6 months to do. If they really want to do it, snap a finger and it's done. It was
functioning,
amazing.
A functioning Congress. Wow. It gives you goosebumps. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Jennifer Steinauer, reporter for our partner in the New York Times. I don't want you to necessarily break down the details here, but we can reasonably expect that the White House is now going to campaign on these alleged 280,000 jobs that may be created here, $12 billion in expanded trade coming into the U.S. economy. I suspect that becomes a campaign issue, even if it's a little abstract.
Yes, it does. I just wanted to add one thing to what Todd said, which was a big negotiating point here, is that one thing that held these deals up actually originally, because the House and the Senate have been asking, Republicans have been asking the Obama administration to send these for quite some time now, there's some trade adjustment assistance which goes to displaced workers. There was some fighting over the renewal of that, and the Democrats really dug in and insisted that that be part of the deal and made sure that that was going to pass the House and that Speaker John Boehner had the votes for that before they would do the rest of the deal. So that was part of the political dynamic that Todd was alluding to. In terms of the president, it's interesting because he was part of the Democrats that opposed these deals originally under the Bush administration, and he's had a turnaround and has had, in fact, made this a centerpiece of his economic policy and his jobs program, and has obviously supported the Republicans, so he will obviously be touting it both as a bipartisan deal that he was able to do through his administration and a cornerstone of his policies.
Jennifer Steinauer there, our partner from the New York Times, talking about the trade deals that were passed with the bipartisan votes yesterday in the House and Senate involving Panama, Colombia, and South Korea. Todd Zwillick, is it possible that Republicans might be a little worried that the behavior on the jobs bill is going to become a credible campaign issue for the White House, and that explains Orrin Hatch's slightly hyperbolic language, this is a very important day, we're not going to play gotcha politics? Are they a little bit worried there? Is that reading in too much into Orrin Hatch?
You might be reading too much into Orrin Hatch. He's been at this so long that I don't think anything makes him nervous except the Republican nominating convention in Utah coming up in 2012, maybe, which he's tacking to the right to make sure a Tea Partier doesn't get around his right. Republicans are frustrated over what they see as the political tactics by the president over the jobs bill. And when Orrin Hatch made that statement yesterday, remember, they were just a couple of hours after that highly charged political vote on the Senate floor where the president's trying to drive a sharpened political tool right through the heart of Republicans with the millionaires tax. So it was a reaction to that. I'm sure it's the political season, and there's a lot of accusations going on about that. But they got 83 votes on the Senate floor for the South Korea agreement, so that's big.
A big number. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, and Jennifer Steinauer, reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks so much.
Sure thing.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
wherever you get your podcasts.